You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
The house band this week, Tame Impala. All the girls love Tame Impala. I could see why.
Tame Impala?
Tame Impala, buddy.
That's such a hipster name.
Tame Impala. Yeah.
Tame Impala.
All the girls, they played live. They did a show at the Prospect Band Shell, and it was just like a bunch of girls just like, oh, I love them. They're just so good.
Just swaying. Just swaying.
Back
just like
forth.
Butts hanging out of their little
yeah.
maxi dresses.
I just imagine that they're like these NYU kids who started a band, and then all the NYU girls just like, they're just so great. They're just so good looking.
You're just jealous.
Oh, look who we have in studio. Well, kind of. In Jersey.
Oh, in Jersey. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. We're on Radio Free Brooklyn. We do not claim to be a source of news or intelligence or comedy.
Intelligence.
But we do try to get people who, intelligence. Well, you know, I just want to have a disclaimer at the beginning of our show.
Is that the way you want to start our show off from now on? A disclaimer?
A disclaimer.
That's
rough. Don't take our advice seriously. But we do. I do have an exciting guest. We do have Deb in studio with us,
mm-hmm.
or in Jersey. She's
in Jersey
live via satellite.
Yeah,
she's a registered sex therapist. So
right.
If you have
a registered
questions,
offender.
Registered certified. Sex offender. Whoa.
Certified.
So Deb doesn't have. I want to apologize up front. Deb doesn't have a microphone in her house, so she's pretty much just talking off of her computer. So lean in, Deb. Lean in. Get right up on that microphone. We're gonna get you a microphone so that when you do this again, you're gonna sound crisp and clear just like us. But for now, you're just kind of like any old schmo that just had their 26th year anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we are Dave. I am Dave. Giggles is here or in Colorado or wherever he is these days. Deb's with us. We had up until about like an hour ago, we had a really packed show. We had Deb coming on, kind of. That's kind of a last-minute thing. But we had a guest. So earlier this week, we had the Russian, some kind of satellite, got a beacon from some unknown planet like 95 light years away. So I wanted to take advantage of that, and I wanted to have someone on who knew something about this. So I put a post out and I said, does anyone have any kind of alien background that wants to come on the show? Guy emailed me and says, I've been abducted 2 times. I want to talk about it. And at the last minute, he bailed on us. He sent me some emails that were like, the emails he sent were really intense. Maybe I'll think about reading them on air. I don't know how he feels about that, but it's all in good jest and good humor. So, John, if you're out there listening, you're obviously more than welcome to call in. If you don't feel any kind of weirdness or whatever, just we're here, buddy. We're just having fun. We want to hear about it. Do you not want to hear about the guy getting abducted? I do.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll read his last email to me really quick. It's nothing really that bad. It's just really quick. He said, I hate to do this, but can we reschedule for next week? My safety and privacy have been compromised. That's all I'll say. I don't know what he's referring to, but this, I really want to talk to this guy. I want to know what's going on with John and why he feels that his safety is in question about being abducted and coming on our show, as if our show has anything to do with anything. There's my rant.
Jeez. Get it out.
Get it out.
You got all mad. I knew this guy was going to hose you from the beginning.
I know.
As soon as you said, I have somebody who says he was abducted by aliens twice, I was like, of course you do.
Of course you do.
Of course you do. And then like on the way home tonight, I was like, he's not going to call in.
Ugh.
It was like, this guy's going to hose you. I knew this from the start.
I know. Well, let's see. He said he'll call next week. If he calls next week, we'll listen to him. We'll listen and see what he has to say. I'm interested. I want to hear...
Or John or anybody else who's been abducted by aliens,
call
number
in.
To call.
Yeah.
Now let me get your pen or your pencil
get
or
your pen.
Writing utensil down, your keyboard. The number to call is 718-928-9732.
Boom.
So
say
you've
it
been
again.
Abducted by aliens, or if you want to talk about aliens, aliens and sex. I think that's the topic for tonight.
Alien
show.
Sex.
So we were supposed to have experts on both, but we've only got an expert on one.
This is true.
So if anybody also wants to call in with their sort of sexual questions or just questions in general, I think Deb's a great person to call. You know, like her, I think she charges a lot for the hour. So this is free. We're getting it for free. This is big. I might even have some questions.
Yeah.
For her. So I just want to put it out to the audience first.
Yeah. I was out last night and I heard a song. I never really listened to the lyrics before, but it's a Drake song. And like, someone was telling me, like, do you know the what he's saying here? And I'm like, I can't understand anything Drake is saying. But basically, Drake said that he fucks so good that he shouldn't have to pay for the strip or for the prostitute. That is what he's saying in his song.
It's a bold claim.
That's a bold claim. It's kind of racy for, like, Drake. I thought he was kind of like a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. But then I also want to ask Deb, did anyone ever come into you and feel that way in your sessions?
Oh, that I cured them so well that.
Sure. We'll go that route.
No. I do know. I would like the Drake song is based on his own opinion about how well he fucked the prostitute.
Sure.
I would love to hear her side.
Oh, of course. Everyone wants to hear her side.
Right.
She's paying, she's getting top dollar for that story.
Absolutely. So Man. Yes, he is the best one she's ever had.
Right.
And so is the next guy.
According to, well, at the moment, right? Is that, that's what it is. At the moment, you're the best person I've ever been with. Sure. We've all been down that road. How honest is that? Like, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, Deb, like, talking about sex. Like, obviously, like, so I've been sort of, like, thinking about, like, how chauvinistic you can be or sort of how machismo you could be. So this guy's just saying, basically, like, he's singing about sex. Like, every girl wants to have sex with him. Like, what is it about talking about sex? Like, Dave, you know, a couple weeks ago was talking about the monkeys having sex and they were being really, really loud.
Sure, yeah, you know? I was talking about that. Good callback.
I did. Yeah. I missed that one.
Yeah. We'll have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, go back and listen to it.
I do want to get, because we have Deb on, and, like, I want to ask about the Brock Turner thing because I know that's kind of, like, a heavy topic.
That is a heavy topic.
I want to hear Deb's opinion on it because, like, it seems ridiculous, and it's just, but it also seems like it's just – nothing's going to happen, you know? So what is, like, from your perspective, like, how did you feel about this?
I thought it was horrendous that if he was black, in my opinion, he'd be in jail right now for probably the rest of his life.
Sure.
But he was a Stanford white swimmer with wealthy parents, and he got 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months is,
which seems like
ridiculous.
It seems a little ridiculous. I mean, like, the story was that the girl was unconscious behind a dumpster, and these two guys from another country had to, like, chase him down.
They
did. You know,
did.
And they called for help. Like, that seems like the worst thing you can do is to rape somebody. Like, it just seems, like, so bad. Like,
killing somebody would be pretty bad, too.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad. But, like, raping someone just seems terrible, you know?
It's true. It is really terrible to rape somebody. And then I think...
And that she doesn't remember it and has... you know, has to live with what she's told.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it's a terrible story all around. And I think that the criminal justice system played the biggest part of the whole problem, where they just doled out this just slap on the wrist for someone, you know, who's so guilty and was found guilty.
Yeah.
And then he gets off 3 months for good behavior. And, you know, in the end, the judge said, well, you know, he's not meant for jail. It's not fitting for him. It'll only do him worse in the end. So that's
it'll
why they're going to give
life.
Him. It'll ruin his life. Right.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. And the last thing I heard about this was that there was a, a weaponized group outside of his home, like screaming things at him, telling him to come out, and they were going to hurt him. And stuff like that. And then it gets, like, down a weird road. Like, we're not a society that should be going out and, like, being vigilantes is either. So, like, the kid is going to be tortured for the rest of his life. No doubt about it. It was a national story. He's going to be that kid forever. But should we be so hard on him as to be like a weaponized vigilante group outside of his house? We got a caller. Let's see what's happening. Hello. Caller, you there? You there? Caller? No, nothing. Is anybody there?
All right, Deb, that question's for you. You gotta talk. You're the expert. You're the Dave is not an expert. I just need to clarify this.
Dave isn't an expert. No, he just has an opinion, which is usually right.
You're asking me if we should have groups of weaponized people outside his house? No. No, I think he's going to be punished because everyone's going to know who he is. And I don't think anyone's going to let him forget.
Nope.
Like, maybe his life would be worse, like, out of bars than behind bars. Like, behind bars, sure, like, he'd get, you know, probably beat up and, you know, tortured and stuff like that. But, like, also, like, I feel like he can never go out. Like, he can never go to a bar, or, like, to a Chili's and be, like, ordering.
I don't ever want to go to a Chili's myself.
Well, yeah. But, like, I feel, like, his, I mean, Granted, I think he should have served a lot longer jail time, but I feel like life for him is not going to be great anymore. You know, like, no.
Well, he should find a way to do something good.
Yeah.
And not talk about the ills of alcohol, because that's what he was planning on doing.
Sure. Speaking of doing something good, and after doing something that is viewed by the public as wrong, you had the quarterback, Kaepernick, who sat through the national anthem, right? Which isn't, I don't know, I didn't really find it offensive myself. But now he's like, he's donating a certain amount of money to groups, like $10,000 or $1 million. I don't know how much it was, but he's donating a bunch of money to, because someone told him that to make face, he's got to donate money now. I found that one to be a little over the line, a little like too much, a little too much publicity when, you know, the outcry was just way too, even more than this kid getting 3 months. I felt like the kid getting 3 months wasn't as big as an outcry as Colin Kaepernick sitting through the national anthem.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. It's like, what are we butthurt about now? And I think like the media, like definitely like tries to make you feel like a certain emotion this way. And you're like,
was that an anal joke? Was that an anal joke?
Anal joke.
We said butthurt.
Oh, butthurt, yeah.
An anal joke?
Butthurt, man. It feels like everybody's butthurt lately, you know? Like, I mean, raping's bad, you know, don't get me wrong, but like...
Yes, it is.
Just like the whole, like, the drama that they throw in your face, you know? Like, the problems with Taylor Swift and Kanye. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think the problem's with the PR people. Because they just take a story and they run with it.
The PR people, as far as their people, like Colin Kaepernick's person or whoever it's going to be.
Like,
but
like,
I mean,
how can we respin this? How can we make this, you know, more palatable?
It's true. But I mean, even to that extent, look at Donald Trump. His PR people are constantly trying to spin everything he says. But everything he says is just absolutely ridiculous and horrible. And they're just trying to keep up with him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion.
I'm sticking to it.
I can't really talk about.
Well,
Dave,
the person
on air, I've got an on air note.
All right.
Somebody listening is saying I need more volume.
Need more volume?
Low.
Who, yeah. You? Okay.
Sorry,
you're up.
Just
you're
thanks,
up.
Buddy. Thanks.
Turns
thanks,
you up. I'm thanks. Probably really loud.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. A little bit. Just a little bit. Dave's the kind of guy that like asks you a question. And then he just, like, talks.
Shouts over everybody.
Like, you're like, but you never really
but
asked
God damn
how
it.
I felt.
How do you really feel, Dave? All right, I turned myself down. Do you feel happy about yourself?
Well, the
how about
the
if I sit back?
He said
how
Dave's
about if I just
good.
Shut up altogether and you guys run the show?
Jeez. I'm just saying, he said your audio is good. So I'm assuming your audio is good. I was just a little low. So now that we got that taken care of, we can move on.
Who said it? I need to know.
Nobody. one of my biggest fans, my nephew.
Your nephew?
Yeah, he's a firefighter down in Florida.
Speaking of your cousins, where's your niece?
She is actually in Florida. They worked a wedding today down in Naples.
We have a call. Let's see how this plays out this time. Caller, you're on the – hello.
Hi.
Hey. Who's this?
This is John.
This is John.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, buddy. This is John. This is the guy who has been abducted. We wanted to talk aliens about what is going on, buddy. I'm glad you called. I hope all is well. I hope I didn't out you. Everything is all right. Tell me what's going on.
I wasn't sure that I could call in a safe manner. My phone might be buzzed. So.
Everybody's phone's bugged.
That's
bro.
True. You know? I mean, we live in NSA times.
That's true. They are, but it's
all right.
Different with mine.
Let's start with why do you think your phone is bugged?
It is. My phone is bugged.
Why is your phone bugged?
Because of the best way to say this.
Just let it out, man.
When we spoke earlier, and I mentioned some people I had worked with, I really can't say more than that. It's related to that, though.
It's related to your coworkers, so you don't want them to know that you've been abducted.
No, I think it's more a matter of me speaking publicly about the matter.
Okay, well, I mean, you're using an alias. We shouldn't have any real ties to anything. You can say whatever you'd like to say that you feel that doesn't jeopardize your safety. I personally want to hear as much as you want to tell. I want to hear about your abductions. I want to hear about everything you got in a nutshell.
Yeah. What can you talk about, John? You know, what do you want to share with us? You know, tell us what's been on your mind and what's been like, you know, you just can't tell your friend, you know?
Well, the first time it happened, it actually happened with a very close friend of mine.
So you and somebody else were abducted.
Are either of you familiar with the southwestern Pennsylvania area?
Yeah, around Philly area?
No, I'm sorry. No, western.
Western, southwestern. Kind of.
Are you familiar?
Kind of.
There's a small town in Washington County called 84 PA. Are you familiar with that?
I don't know this town specifically, but I kind of know the area.
Very small town. That's all that really matters. My friend and I were in the woods at night one night there. And I looked up and I saw this. I don't even know how to describe it. Unusual light in the sky.
Okay.
And that's all I can remember. And then all of a sudden, it was about 4 hours later. And a short while later, I discovered almost like a small scar on the back of my neck that hadn't been there previously. And upon further inspection, I discovered there was a small silver. If you were to look at it, it appeared to be a small silver rectangle. And it had been placed beside me.
So you still have this piece of silver?
No. It was confiscated when I was employed with. I was employed with an agency that was investigating these matters. Investigating is not the correct word. I think interrogate might be better.
Okay, so you work on the inside. So you're telling me you work on the inside and you see all this on a day-to-day basis, pretty much.
I can... Possibly, yes.
Possibly, okay. That's good. Good start. That's a good start. Okay, so why... Do you think you work there because you've been abducted, or...?
Yes, it was a direct result. It happened after the first experience. It was a direct result of that happening.
So because you know things, you have been implanted and pretty much you're monitored 24/7, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay, so...
Wait. Is there a way we can get listeners with this? Like, if there's some way where if he's monitored, you know, we could maybe, like, pull some listeners off
of
this.
It's a good one.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if he could be our, like, marketing.
I don't appreciate... jokes about this.
He doesn't appreciate jokes like this. You got to be cool, buddy. You got to be cool.
Sorry.
It's Giggles. That's his name is Giggles. It's just
that.
I just don't buy it.
The situation.
I just for the record, I'm sorry if I seem to test you.
That's all right.
We're all here. Have over this. I understand that it's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. We get it. We're here with you. We're trying to help. We want to uncover, you know, and try to get to the bottom line of what's happening and, like, free you. We're here to help you become free from this slavery that is obviously happening to you. So what can you do anything? Can you go anywhere? Can you get away from these people, or are you trapped?
I make attempts to, but, I mean, honestly, I don't think so. Honestly, I think this is something I'm going to just have to live with for the rest of my life.
All right, here's the real question. If you were to come to me, right, if you were to come to me right now, we would meet in person, what proof could you bring that there are aliens and you have been abducted or something in this line of thought?
Well, if we were talking in a much more secure manner, like room, no cell phones, no computers, that sort of thing.
Nothing.
I could speak much more openly about the work I did with the people I had worked with.
Okay.
It's also fairly clear I'm being followed on a regular basis, honestly. They're not subtle about it.
They're not what about it?
Subtle.
Subtle. They're not subtle about it. Okay.
They just follow you.
They follow you. But would you be able to expose anything that would bring them down, or expose them in a light that would kind of free you, to so to speak?
If I were to speak more publicly on these matters, I likely wouldn't be around within 24 hours of doing so. So possibly, but not the extent of my life.
All right, let me ask you this question. Talking to us, does this put us in jeopardy at all?
No.
Okay, no. That's good. I feel safe about that.
I'm unclear about why they're following you.
Yeah, we all kind of are. Why are they following you, John?
I really can't go into further details. The best I could say is research, possibly, but...
Research as in, like, they want to research you? Have you been exposed to something where you have, like, telepathic communication or something?
Yes, actually. That's exactly it.
Okay. So these aliens have given you powers.
I like it.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the town that we could check this town out?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. All right. I thought you said it before. I couldn't remember.
Southwestern Pennsylvania.
Southwest Pennsylvania. So, John, basically,
Southwest Pennsylvania.
Right. I really love your call, and I want to talk to you more, and I think you should try to call as much as possible throughout the our show, because I want updates. I want to keep in contact with you. But I need...
You would
do that for us.
Probably not on a very consistent basis, but yes, occasionally.
The only thing that I'm a little apprehensive about, like, talking to you is that, like, we can't really say anything on air, because you don't want to do it. So if we can do, like, what can we do so that you can tell us more on air?
How about this? How about I'll communicate with you further, not on the air? Your email's probably fine. And we can discuss that privately.
Okay.
Forward.
Fair enough. I love it. All right, so let's do that, John. I appreciate your call.
Let's do that.
Send me an email, and we'll talk next week. I appreciate your call. We'll figure it all out. And if anyone else has any, like, knows John, hopefully not, but I want to hear about aliens. I want to know they're out there. John,
after you and I communicate further, we can probably work something out in which we can talk.
Okay.
More detail. Like I said, it's a matter to talk privately first.
I love it. We could always get you a voice thing. We can get you a voice thing, send you down to the payphone. You know, that might work.
Maybe. Like I said, I'm going to go now, but I'll email you, okay?
All right. Well, thanks, buddy.
Goodbye.
Bye. How'd you feel about John?
Why'd he call a radio show? He's like,
he's got nothing.
I really can't talk about it.
He's got nothing.
I got nothing. You were like... stroking that dude.
I just wanted to get out there,
pick up chicks at a bar, just like asking them questions.
Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes you gotta.
Jeez, dude.
I know.
I was like, why'd you call a radio show? I really can't talk about it.
I can't talk about anything.
I mean, hey, listen, man. I believe in aliens as much as the next guy.
Do you?
But like, he just kept taking a deep pause.
Yeah.
He's like, I just can't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, he sounded like he was like, kind of making the story up as he goes.
Well, you never know. I mean, I don't believe anybody. I
take people at like 5% face value.
I totally agree with you. I don't believe any. I don't trust anybody. And then when he said he had telepathic powers, it threw me a little further. It feels like we're more of like an X-Files episode, because they had the chip in the neck thing too. But I want to see how this progresses and unfolds over the next couple of weeks and see what happens with him. Maybe we'll get more information out. Maybe we're going to be on the aliens watch list.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, back to sex talk. Deb, where are you?
Ask me a question.
I don't really got any sex questions. All right, let's move on. What do you got, Giggles? That was good.
We started talking about Brock Turner, and then it went to like this guy, the aliens.
Right. Well, we went to Brock Turner, Colin Kaepernick, to the aliens. We might have another caller tonight. We'll see how that works out. If we do, it's going to be one of my old high school friends who is on, quit her job and is driving all across of Canada and America and just on a road trip.
That's beautiful.
So jealous of it. What's the best road trip you've ever been on?
Deb, I'll swing that to you.
Deb.
I really haven't had a road trip. We drove back and forth from Chicago to New Jersey every summer. That was it. Never really went on a road trip.
Did you enjoy it, or you're not really a road trip type person?
I would love to go on a road trip. John and I talk about renting an RV and just taking off.
Why don't you do it?
We've been on some road trips, you and me.
Well, I just think like road trips. But day trips, absolutely. But not, well, I'm against it.
What?
Amagansett. Oh, yeah, that was – Deb and I went out to Amagansett in my truck, the one that had the exhaust leak.
That truck was terrible. Where's Amagansett?
Listen to this. It was still fun, but she wanted to get this fence. Like, there was this fence. But long story short, she did end up making a gate out of this fence. But we went, like, three hours out to Long Island to pick up this, like, old rotting wood. Like – it was great. It was funny.
So the road trip was to Long Island from New Jersey. I agree. That's not a road trip. That is not a road trip. You need to at least go somewhere and spend the night somewhere. At least one night for it to be a road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camping stories.
Yeah.
What's up with camping? We got to.
You want to come back here in October and go camping? Why don't you come back here? After that October thing that you got to do, and then we'll do a little October camping. Because I think Raph is going to be here, too.
Jeez. You know, I think it's almost better not hanging out with that guy, you know? Like, you've hung out with him, and it's just like, it's a downward spiral, you know? He just takes, and he takes, and he takes, you know?
Slavecation.
So, slavecation, yeah.
Yeah, all right, we got another caller. Let's see what happens here this time. Maybe it's John again. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
It's the aliens.
It's totally the aliens. Hello?
Call back.
Call back.
Yeah.
I think it's the aliens.
Probably. Hey, here's something about that. We might not be the most advanced civilization in the universe. Let that sink in for a little bit.
Why do you say that?
I mean, just think about it. Like, the universe is giant. There's billions and billions and billions of galaxies. We can't be the only ones. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like pot talk.
Right?
Yeah. We've really entered into pot talk. Oh, and we're only in the first half hour. Jeez. Well, I mean, have you looked into anything about this beacon that we've got, this radio signal that we got from 95 light years away?
No, I just saw the headline.
Of course.
I was like, oh, that sounds
Of course,
that
you
sounds
just
true.
Saw the headline.
It was a conversation starter.
It's like
I was
doing
like, oh, hey, this'll
radio
be,
with the 12-year-old who just looks at things and comments on them.
For his book report.
Is this how you did book reports? You would read the back cover?
Do magnets lose their magnetism?
Magnetism underwater. Well, of course not. The beacon was picked up by Russia, by some Russian place up there in the hills, and basically, it's a strong enough radio signal that it would have taken as much power as all the people in the world can muster together. So it's like a shitload of power, right? So they don't. And then the other thing is, if they didn't know that we were here, they would have sent the beacon out so that it would have reverberated around their planet entirely and gone out. You know what I mean? So like it would have went out 360, 3D, everywhere would have went out. But which would have taken an enormous amount of power. But if it knew that we were here, it would have sent one signal directly at us. And it wouldn't have taken that much power to do that. But it still would have taken a lot. So if there are aliens out there, they're way more advanced than us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coming from the Russians, I don't know if I believe it. Like, I can't
believe
anything out of Russia lately.
You don't believe? All right, let's try this again. Hello.
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 Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's happening, Sarah?
Yeah.
This is Sarah.
What's going on?
Not much.
Where are you at now?
Chilling in the woods.
Where in the woods?
I'm somewhere north of, I can't even remember the name of these towns, but I'm on Lake Superior in Michigan.
All right, so you're in Michigan, somewhere in Michigan, yeah. Just driving around. All right.
Just driving around.
All right. Take a deep breath. It's all
She's a
good.
Giggler.
She's a giggler.
Mrs. Giggles.
She's
oh,
like,
yeah, I'm sorry.
I like it.
So, all right. So, Sarah, the one thing that I really wanted to know. So, you quit your job. You're like,
you.
Boom, I'm done with my job. I'm going to go do this thing. What made you want to quit your job and go do this?
Because
that's what we all want to do.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. I think for me, anyway, it was just, I just needed a change. And a couple of years ago, I was accepted into a couple different doctor of physical therapy programs.
Okay.
And at the time, I decided not to go to school because I was working in a hedge fund. And my partner and I decided that I would stay at the hedge fund until sort of like that wave died, and sort of go from there. And, you know, this year the whole space is, you know, not really doing so great. And, yeah, and it was just kind of time for me. I think I wrote out as long as I could. And
so it was a long planning thing. It was a long plan thing. It wasn't like, fuck it, I'm quitting my job, I'm going.
No, yeah, no, I don't really... Yeah, it's not my style.
Not your style.
I have, yeah, no, I'm for the moment, but I like to have a general plan.
Fair enough. All right, so where are you going, Sarah? Where's the next stop?
Oh my God, I'm kind of the queen of like, not necessarily like biting off more than I can chew, just biting off a lot. And
then trying to muster
kind
yourself
to
get
to
through
swallow.
It. Yeah. Sure, sure.
So I actually made an appointment to take the GRE in Minneapolis on Tuesday. So somehow I have to get there by then.
Does that
then,
go across all states when you pass that? Or is
yeah,
that a state thing?
It's national.
It's national, okay.
Yeah, it's national. Mm-hmm.
So how have you been like sitting in your Mini Cooper just studying for this test?
Kind of. I've taken it before. They've changed the test slightly, but I've been kind of like on and off doing it. I just have to get it done. So that's the plan.
It's a good plan.
And then, yeah, get it done. And then, out west, hopefully up north to Vancouver, Glacier, Banff, that kind of thing.
Nice. So you're gonna be out there probably like end of September? So it would be a little chillier out there?
Yeah, approximately.
Yeah.
There's actually, I heard, a lunar eclipse on the 15th, I think, or the 16th.
Nice.
And I think I'm going to be in Banff Glacier for it, so it's going to be like
I'm just so jealous. This is what nice. I want to do. It's all I want to do, you know?
It's kind of
crazy.
Sarah,
this is Giggles
like
here. I
want to
ask you a question. Giggles has a question.
One?
You're getting your GRE. You're wanting, you know, the master's here. What do you plan? And you're like a traveler, and you're like you look like a scholar. You're probably like someone who wants to like, you know, get better and better the world. What do you want to do with your like time and talents? What's your like? What do you think about? And you're like, you know what? I could do that. That'd be fun to do. You know, what's your what's that for you?
Yeah, I think. For me, I mean, I love school. I will always be a student. That's kind of just who I am. But I think I've always loved athletics. Even during this trip, I actually got into the Chicago Marathon. This will be my 8th marathon. So I'm going to be looping around, and I'll be in Chicago at some point in October to run the marathon. But it's just always kind of been a part of my life. And then, you know, also – obviously, if I could use that in some way to help other people, I would love to, you know, kind of get someone off their feet and get them walking or moving or, you know, get them up after a surgery and you know, help them be mobile. I think that would be unreal. And I think also just that particular profession, the physical therapy or physiotherapy, depends where you are, and I think it's something that can sort of translate languages. It can translate locations.
You can be anywhere.
More universal.
So do you want to do sports physical therapy or just in general physical therapy?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not a sports physical therapy person. I get it. I think it's obviously really useful. But for me, I think it would probably be, you know, pediatrics or, probably peds if I could.
You guys, you and your whole family, you're just always so nice, you know?
Yeah. Sarah, what's your favorite science story right now? What's your favorite, what's your favorite, like, technology, something that's, like, really inspiring in your field or in your, like, you know, you're like, wow, that's cool. That's, like, you know.
In what I'm doing right now or in physical therapy?
Yeah, in physical therapy. Yeah, like something cool.
I don't follow
like
the
medically.
Question either.
You know, something
so.
Cool like
yeah.
that there.
Well, I can give you two. So I think really good design is awesome. Like, you know, just really good engineering, I should say, is fascinating, whether I guess we're talking about physical therapy or even like travel. At physical therapy, for example, I could tell you I actually have a friend who works at a VA hospital in San Diego. I'm actually going to be visiting him on this trip. And he was given by the government a new suit, which actually you can hook up to someone's body, and it will – it's almost like an exoskeleton, and it's computerized, and it will actually get someone walking. And
wow.
He was just given it, and he has been chosen to prescribe, who's basically paralyzed enough to use this new functionality.
That's
like,
crazy. So
unreal.
He's fully paralyzed or just partially?
I think he works with patients that are paralyzed from, I think he said, like, the sternum down.
Got it. Okay. I thought you were saying he was, but now I'm following you.
Oh, no,
I'm
sorry.
With you. No, I think I just misheard it. That's really crazy.
To prescribe it.
That's really crazy. So that's like a trial thing.
Yeah, this is like exactly.
That's intense.
One of the first. Yeah.
I wonder if that trickled down from like it must have trickled down from like military where they were like.
I was gonna say like Iron Man or something.
Yeah, like the Iron Man.
That's all I could think of.
Right. At least the mentality of the Iron Man. But I mean, there has to be some kind of military grade where it's like your body is like you could. Carry a lot of weight based off of this, whatever you're wearing or something along those lines. I'm not sure. I'm not in the military. I'm not really down with it. All right. So here's my question. What's the best thing you've seen while you've been on the road so far?
Oh my God. The best thing. I need more like, give me a genre or a feeling or a song or something.
The feeling or a song. How about what's the best meal you've had so far on the road?
Oh my God! Well, it's so lame, but I'm gonna go backwards.
Go backwards.
I was thinking one thing, but then I forgot about another. So I actually was stuck in a town called Sudbury, in Ontario. Had already within 2,000 miles I had a tire issue, but it was kind of my own fault. I went off-roading in Maine and I
you don't really have the Mini Cooper's not really meant for off-roading, Sarah.
I got somewhere really late and it was a dirt road. I was just following basically directions. I found out later it was it wasn't even like an actual drivable road, but I was on it for 11 miles.
It's a long way with that little car.
But I have run flats on the car because minis don't have space for a spare tire. So.
Yeah, it's too tiny of a car.
Exactly. It's really good to go cross country without a spare tire.
Yeah, I can imagine that, like, your shock when you saw that there was absolutely not even a spare tire, that you were like, crap, what the hell am I going to do now?
Yeah. Well, part of me was like, what am I going to do? And the other part of me was like, wait, if I don't have service, I can't even call for help. Like, what do you do?
I think you need to buy an extra tire and just kind of like keep it in your car. Because like if you get another flat and you're screwed, put it on the roof.
Yeah. I seriously thought about it. I really did. But I had a, I didn't get a flap, but I got like a knot, like a, you know, like a bubble. And so I knew that that meant that the tire could blow off.
Right. That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah. So I was driving through Ontario. I stopped at like three different tire shops. None of them had my tire size. None of them
too
had
small.
A run flat. None
too
of them
tiny.
Had anything even close. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone here has a giant truck. Nothing like it. So
sure.
They were like, try the next town, try the next town. But every town was like 50K from the other. So I ended up driving over a thousand.
What are we, in Canada? Kilometers?
I know. Kilometers.
Sarah, how does this all boil down to your the best meal you've had so
right.
far?
I'm sorry. Yeah, good. So anyway, long story short, I found a place that could get the tire, and it was in this place, this town called Sudbury, which is a mining town in Ontario. And but they needed to get it overnight, so they got it overnighted, so I had to spend the night in Sudbury. And in Sudbury, there was a giant rib festival going on. And it's all these different companies that, you know, I don't know, they prepare their ribs all different ways. And they have huge competitions, and there's music, and apparently, like, over 50,000 people come.
Damn.
Yeah, it was awesome. All these bikers came in. It was like a huge biker fest.
That's pretty cool. Were they intimidating bikers, or were they cool bikers?
Yeah, they were intimidating bikers. Like, everybody had longer hair than me.
I have longer hair than you.
Longer hair than everyone.
I have longer hair than everyone.
There were a lot of, tan, leathery skin, tattoos, you know, the works.
Sounds like good people.
It was really fun, actually. I had a blast.
That is really cool. Well, Sarah, I want you to keep back with us and tell us where you are. Let us know that your tire did not blow out and you're stranded in the middle of the woods somewhere.
Yeah, all taken care of.
All right, so the next stop is where?
Minneapolis on Tuesday.
All
there's
right.
there's got to be somewhere in between. I don't know. I'm going to find out. Maybe somewhere in Wisconsin.
There's a little town.
Then,
there's a little town. If you head up back into Canada through Maine,
yeah,
Duluth,
yeah.
Minnesota. Stop in Duluth, Minnesota. It's a beautiful little town. It's kind of like a little river town, I think, or a lake town. It's where Dylan is from, Bob Dylan. And I stopped through there once, like when I was going cross country, and I stopped into a coffee shop. And this kid is like, hey, guys, what are you up to? And we were like passing through. And he's like, stay with me tonight. I'll feed you. I'll get you drunk, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I ended up hanging out with this kid all night. We shot fireworks off. We got really drunk. We had a great time. People in Duluth, I'll vouch for. They're good people.
Oh,
hang with me. Hang with me tonight. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in. Good luck with your GRE. Do you feel comfortable with sharing your Instagram handle so we can follow your adventures, or are you more of a private person?
Yeah, no, of course. It's out there. Go for it.
Yeah.
It's that. Do you need me to spell it out or how to...
Yeah, spell it out.
It's at Marley Mini Me. And Marley is the name of my mini. So it's Marley Mini Me.
And you got picked up, your Instagram got picked up by a mini group of people, like a whole giant group, right?
The Mini Girls Club.
The Mini Girls Club, which has a lot of people,
yeah.
Because I saw it. It had like thousands and thousands of likes after it got picked up. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
There you
go. There's a big mini following, which is kind of funny.
That is pretty cool. All right, Sarah. We will talk to you next. Give us a buzz next week. Let us know where you're at.
Sounds good.
All right. Later.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Sarah.
So all the people that I wanted to call on the show, they did. Regardless,
that's amazing.
Regardless of that, they all, well, not all of them, but most of them said they weren't going to. So there it is. I also have a new Instagram that I want you all to follow. I started it the other day with Dylan, which I don't know where Dylan is. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he's off the show. There it is.
We kind of had a little come to blows. You
come
know?
To blows. That's not true. Dylan, call in. You're listening to Dave and Giggles on Radio Free Brooklyn. We haven't really just blasted that at all, and we're like 10 minutes left. We've been flowing today.
When's,
so
on-air production meeting. When's the new sound sounds good.
It does,
got
right?
The phone's working.
I got everything working.
We can hear Deb, who's still on the line, which I want to say she's a trooper.
She is a trooper.
For sticking with us.
You did good, Deb.
Pretty great.
I'm playing Candy Crush.
No, nice. Good for you. All right, so
good
my
thing
new
we're not paying her.
Good thing, yeah, exactly, right? For this hour, we'd be screwed. We would have learned nothing about sex at all. So my new Instagram, I want you to follow. It's shitty, shitty, underscore graffiti. Shitty graffiti.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's good. I've been going around and getting pictures of really horrible graffiti. My best one is someone just wrote on a gate, "Even Jesus drank poop." That's it. That's all they wrote. So there it is.
I saw one the other day on the train as I was coming into the city, and it said, "My mom thinks I'm at a sleepover."
Nice. Take a picture of these, send them to me, and I'll post them up on the Instagram. I think I have 20 followers so far, so I want to get that up to 2,000 by the end of tomorrow.
Nice.
Nice. All right. Nice. So what else do we got?
The party. What's we got the Ready for Brooklyn,
ah,
what do you call it?
Yeah, the party.
When is that?
You should come up. It's September 10th. It's September 10th. Oh, that would be so awesome if you came up. It's in Bushwick, so it's like in the heart of Brooklyn. Everybody's happening out there. It's $8 in advance and $10 at the door. You could go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/fundraiser. radiofreebrooklyn.com/fundraiser.
Nice.
And tell them Dave or Giggles sent you. That will get you nothing.
I'm with the band.
I'm with the band, man.
I'm with the band. Oh, a quick festival plug for anybody listening.
Okay.
The Catskill Chill. It's the new Catskill Chill. It's in Lakewood, PA.
Okay.
I think it's September, God, I want to say 23rd through the 25th or 26th. But it's that, you know, that third weekend in September. But it's a new location, and I think it's going to be you got Mike Gordon from Fish.
Oh.
Right?
Wow. Is he going to be there?
He's going to be there. Yeah, I think he's the headliner. And then they got, like, Lettuce. You know, I'm not so big into the jam bands. You know,
well, Lettuce is more like a funk band.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a funk jam. You know, it's one of those.
It's one of those.
You know, good. One of those festivals.
Yeah.
Get this. I was coming out of Target tonight.
Yeah.
And I heard Fish up at Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
Yeah, they're up there now. They're doing a three-night thing up there.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You should have went.
But it was, nah. You know, I'm not a Fisher. I'm not a,
so what'd you think? You saw them. You were like, oh, shit, there they are. All right, I'm going home.
Well, no, I like turned the. Well, I had to get home to get ready for the show, but we turned the windows down and you could just hear it, and I was like, oh, I recognize that song. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun, like, and I like remembered my fun like college, post college, festival days.
That's really why I go to those shows anymore, just to have that kind of like my youthful spirit that has now withered and died. I just want to try to relive a little bit of it. That's a good topic for Deb. You know,
how's your Jeep?
I don't know. The Jeep is okay. She
it's just okay.
It's okay. I haven't really been able to drive it that much, so I got to take it upstate. My grandma's 94th birthday is tomorrow, so I'm going upstate to celebrate her 94th. This is my mom's. Yeah, not the one in Florida.
Not
the other
Florida.
One.
So does this grandma have cash or no?
No, she's broke as a joke. I know, but she's the one who was the cool one. She was the one who was there all the time. But yeah, she's 94. She still hits me with a cane. She's pretty lively. She's pretty sprightly.
When's you're going upstate? Get some photos. Get some like good photos with her. Get all some right. Like old people love that.
Old people love it.
Really nice photos of them. You know?
All right, I'll take some photos for you and I'll post it for you.
Nice.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
All right.
Do you here's a question for you. Do you ever call like older relatives? Just because like, you know they'll be on the phone, you know, if you want to talk to somebody, you like reach out to some, you know, some old great aunt. Like, hey, how are you? Know,
I mean, basically, whoever's left in my family is my grandmother on my mom's side, my grandmother on my dad's side. Everyone else is gone pretty much. But I did put out my aunt, who's like 70 something, she's the one who posted or sent me a text message about about it. We listen to the show. We're from different generations. So I do text her. She texts me every once in a while. That was pretty fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Family's good.
Family's good.
It
was the my niece's first day of school the other day. I think she's in eighth grade.
Jeez, I remember when that niece was like
just born,
six or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. She's 12. We're getting old. I think she's 12. I know we're getting old.
Get this. So Green Day's "When I Come Around" came on the radio, and I was like, "This is eighth grade. This is how it feels like to be like this is a song from like."
That is
25 years ago.
No, you're right.
Like, you can still jam out to.
I heard an interesting thing I heard an interesting thing about Green Day the other day, in that they recorded an album, and then when they finished, they were like just about done with the album. Someone came in and stole all of the tapes. So instead of redoing the album, they just made a new album, and that was American Idiot, and that was the one that got them huge. Like that got them tons of fucking money, huge hits. But they just threw away that other album because someone stole it, and they were like, fuck it. We don't even want to do it anymore.
Yeah, we can't repeat it.
Can't repeat it.
Yeah.
When I Come Around, that's a good song. Maybe we'll open with that next week.
I like it.
All right, Deb. Thanks for being here with us, Deb. You did good. Really, in all honesty, I thought none of those people were going to call. And Giggles panicked, and he's like, get them! So here you are.
Oh, I'm so glad I can help in your time of crisis.
You did good. We have to get you a microphone. I think that would add a lot and help out a lot because, like,
oh yeah,
the idea of you talking, yeah, talking like this,
I can't
really hear you all that well. I can hear you, but you know, you sound like you're in a you're a hot dog going down a hallway, as they say.
Hey,
sex talk with Deb. All right.
Yeah, and we need to advertise this ahead of time so we actually have
exactly.
To
I mean, this was a last minute thing. Well, you tell me when you're good to go. We'll spend the whole week gearing up for it, and we'll get a whole bunch of people to call in and ask you
I'm
sex
good
advice.
To go.
I believe me, I know. You did good, Deb.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, I think we're going to wrap this one up. We got a couple minutes left, but I'm ready to go. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
That's the feels like the last show we're ever going to do.
Like the last show we're ever going to do.
You know, I was thinking to myself about our show. I was like, you know what? But we've been doing this for a while.
Long time.
That feels good.
It does feel good.
To be able to be like, yeah, I've had a podcast before it was cool.
It was cool. We started like... Yeah. When nobody was doing this shit. It wasn't even like NPR wasn't even doing this. Nobody was doing it.
No.
Feels really good.
So in.
They
just got so in.
I know. It got really in. We were ahead of the curve on that one.
Far.
Yeah, we didn't go far at all. I mean, here we are talking to ourselves pretty much all in a basement together in separate basements. Oh, it's really sad. We look good, though.
Yeah, we look real good.
Yeah, we look good. All right, we got about 30 seconds left. Do you want to say anything else? You got anything else to plug?
September 10th, the Radio Free Brooklyn.
There it is. Good
fundraiser.
Work. Dave and Giggles.
If you want to sponsor us, you can, but like honestly, we don't ask for money.
No, you could go onto the site and sponsor any show, Radio Free Brooklyn in general, anything you really want to do. We're here. It's all good. I kind of timed this out perfect. The song is going to end like almost exactly when the show is over. I feel really good about that. And that's it, guys. I like you. Good night. See, it ended right there, but we still have 10 seconds left. Oh, I almost timed it out perfect. With 3, 2, 1.